Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Hunter Valley Police District is urging everyone to continue being safe this Australia Day. Double demerits are in place until midnight tomorrow, and police are also asking everyone to remember to follow the COVID-19 protocols and be safe wherever you are, particularly with the hotter than average temperatures forecast for tomorrow again. Commander Superintendent Tracy Chapman says go out and enjoy the sunny days, but just be smart, particularly around waterways.
Where possible in those extreme heats in the middle of the day, stay inside where it's obviously a little bit safer in terms of dehydration and things like that. Mm-hmm. But it also does mean that we have people who want to enjoy things like pools, rivers, various waterways, and a reminder in terms of water safety as well.
The Australian government has announced another program to be funded through the $5 billion Future Drought Fund. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has announced the government is investing $10 million through the Climate Services for Agriculture program to help farm businesses increase drought and climate resilience. The new program will complement seasonal forecasts and climate guides that are currently available through the Bureau by providing detailed regional information about future drought and climate risks and inform management actions to address vulnerabilities and prepare for future impacts. Upper Hunter Shire Council's new general manager says safety is their main priority and the Merriwater Willow Tree Road is simply unsafe to drive on right now. Council announced last week the road would be shut to all traffic until further notice after cracking was seen on both sides of the road and there's a risk of landslip in some sections of the MR358 road as well. GM Greg McDonald says they're investigating an option to open the road to light traffic with some minor repair work.
My engineers are out there today and later this week, and if there is a solution, we will certainly investigate that and open the road before the final road construction is complete. So we'll look at all interim options available to us, but I can't give a timeline on that, unfortunately.
And the Golden Guitar Awards were held in Tamworth over the weekend in a year very different to any other for the country music capital. Hunter Valley local Travis Collins took out Male Artist of the Year and told the audience in his speech he believes despite a crazy 12 months, the industry has produced some of its best music yet. Regular visitor to the Upper Hunter Amber Lawrence won the Vocal Collaboration of the Year Award with Elise Simmons, Kirsty Lee Akers and Diana Corcoran for their rendition of True Blue.